Hello.
And welcome back to this mini episode, I guess, of TB&J Podcast.
I guess, yes.
So just a little quick heads up for those who missed the PSA at the end of the last episode. This is not a full episode. We are on our Christmas break. We are having a breakaway, but we thought that we would just get a quick 5-minute Marvel down so that we could talk about Spider-Man No Way Home, because we wouldn't have had time to cover this and the Hawkeye season finale. So Chris, roll that intro.
So Spider-Man, I was not ready for that.
I'm still processing that.
Yeah. I was not ready for how it ended, for the definite.
See, I kind of saw it coming. Because I'm me, and I've done this before. You've seen me do this in person. But like, I kind of saw it coming, but it's... Where do they go from here?
I know, it's surprisingly... It's so sad, that ending. Okay, where does Spider-Man go from here? Like, he's got absolutely nothing whatsoever. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what kind of surprised me as well. I was expecting this, but I was expecting the twist. Because I was expecting there to be a twist that Strange allowed Mary Jane and Strange to remember, if no one else.
Yeah, okay.
Because he could have literally done that while making everyone else forget, which would have fixed the problem. Because you literally just do it and you remove this one particular version in this reality and me and who's casting this, you know?
Yeah, he basically almost did that with the original spell anyway.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, there's probably some timey-wimey magic reason why he couldn't, but, you know, so on and so forth. Now, I'm wondering, actually, because we're saying how can this change? Maybe this links to Multiverse of Madness more than we think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason I say that is the very last post credit was the Multiverse of Madness trailer. They didn't need to attach that to a Spider-Man movie. In fact, it would almost have worked better if they didn't, because people were going to see Spider-Man regardless. People were going to stick around for the credits regardless. People would have watched the Multiverse of Madness trailer regardless, because of how much setup has gone into the multiverse at this point.
That's true.
Maybe through Multiverse of Madness we're going to get a Spider-Man cameo?
I don't know.
Because it would make sense that he learns about it that way, especially given that, you know, it's going down this whole route of him messing too much with the multiverse already. And we know that Dark Doctor Strange is coming in, which, holy shit, what a way to link into What If, by the way. Because they were talking about What If being canon, and I sat there and went, okay, well, I guess, yeah, I can see how this can be canon to sit alongside the MCU. Like, there's no real interactions here. No, they've just brought Dark Doctor Strange in.
Yeah. Yeah. Strange Supreme, or I think it's...
Yeah. But all that to one side for a moment. Anyway. Can we kind of put that on hold? Because that's going to be stuff that we kind of revel through over the next few weeks. Can we just pull back and go, holy shit, how fun it was to have like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland all at the same fucking time?
Oh yeah, that's fun.
And can we talk about how much Willem Dafoe like just ate the fucking scenery again?
True. Yeah. But that was so much fun. That just worked.
And you know what?
Completely worked.
I love the expectation subversion as well on Doc Octopus.
Yeah.
Because, he fights out and he whatever he does at the start of it, but then he comes back as a good guy. I liked that redemption.
Mm.
Every single character felt in line with the way that they'd been portrayed previously, mostly, and the way that they got. The only thing I found a little bit weird was Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
What about it?
They'd put all that work into de-aging Andrew Molina and everyone else. Like, I thought they would do the same with Tobey Maguire, but they didn't. They very much went down that he's older now. Which I didn't hate.
That. yeah, I'm fine with that. He even says, oh yeah, I'm having back problems now. You know, he's got older. It's fine.
The Andrew Garfield Tobey Maguire.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, I have a lot of other criticisms, but like, there's nothing really to fit in beyond.
I have a lot of other things. Yeah, I have a lot of comments, but yeah, not so much criticism. Some is a criticism, but
the only thing that didn't make sense to me is what was the thing with the serum and the Green Goblin. I didn't quite understand that, but maybe I'm missing something from because I've not rewatched those movies in so long.
No.
Excelsior. So I know it's meant to be a 5-minute Marvel, but can we continue just for a second? Because we've already made clear that this is just about 5 minutes Marvels.
Yeah.
So, like, holy crap, that movie blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
The Andrew Garfield saving Zendaya thing, MJ, I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
But it was done really well. Like, I think that's my entire thing with this entire movie. Like, there's a couple of inconsistencies or things that feel kind of inconsistent, but maybe not necessarily. But it was so well done that you just didn't mind any of it.
No, exactly.
And it's like,
I don't mind that there was a bit of inconsistency. You're like, yeah, okay, electricity changed colour. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like fine, nothing whatever. In it felt wrong. It's a real tour de force, and I almost feel like Tom Holland really sold it, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like he was outshined by literally everyone else. It's like Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Willem Dafoe, Andrew Molina.
You're probably right. In all honesty, like, Tom Holland didn't really do that much.
Yeah. But it worked.
It worked,
I'll be honest, the only thing I'm kind of surprised that we didn't see is a direct reference to Enter the Spider-Verse.
True.
That would kind of be my main surprise, that we didn't see a direct reference to Enter the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Well, okay. But, okay. They're just kind of... I mean, they can bring in anything they wanted, but... You know, they clearly just didn't want to.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well. Whatever. It's fine.
Although, wait. I won as part of the marketing for Into the Spider-Verse now, and I'm going to wrap this up, don't worry. I'm not, like, getting us into a whole 10-minute thing, but, like, I want a version of the scene where they all swing around together with Spider-Pig animated in. That's where I'm going to leave it. Like that, like Marvel, you can have that as a marketing idea. I don't care. I'll just be happy to see that scene. But that has been the more than 5-minute Marvel, I guess.
Yes.
Happy New Year to everyone. We shall be back somewhere around the third week of January or thereabouts. And that will be with our Game of the Year, well, our year in review for gaming, let's call it. I haven't worked out what the title's going to be just yet. Our yearly awards, shall we say, for video games.
Yes, and this will be a lot shorter than the one we had last year.
Oh, good grief, yes. Because I'm not sitting there and editing 6 hours down to 3. But anyway, we shall see you soon, guys. If you want to keep up to date on when the next episode will be out, please take a look at our Twitter. Is probably going to be the best bet at TBNJ Podcast. And we shall see you soon.
All right. Bye.